Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
And good afternoon. Welcome once again. Had to wait for a little break, you see. Boomer Tech Radio on KCNR 1460 here in Reading. We are analog living in a digital world. I am Bob Belongi.
Along with Brenda Belongi.
And quite a week, and you are hearing the sound of my voice, which of course means that the solar flare apocalypse did not take place, as some of the news stories were just absolutely over the top about the effects of this solar event this past week. That there were, you know, it was going to be like the Carrington event of 18 whatever and all that. And I think that all the news media were doing their best. You didn't read about the Carrington. That's the big solar flare that ignited fires and blew up telegraph stations and all that. And it's estimated that if we got hit with a solar flare of that magnitude, it would be ugly.
Well, my first clue that it probably wasn't as significant as some of the media was reporting was when I checked on the NASA site that they were taking no special precautions on the International Space Station. Now, why that's important is because, of course, the astronauts are on the International Space Station, rather vulnerable to solar radiation. And if there was a big shot coming through, I think, is there a little room there or something like that that they can go into, or a portion of the space station that's got extra shielding?
Yeah, they have a shielded room, and in a real bad event,
right,
they can get aboard the Soyuz and get back inside the atmosphere.
Exactly. So the fact that they weren't changing their routines and even going into their special extra shielded room and all that says, this isn't that big a deal.
Well, we've got a great show lined up. We're going to talk a little bit more about this whole solar flare thing, space weather and all that. And seriously, if there were a major X-class flare that interacted with our satellites, GPS systems, as dependent as we have become on our cell phones, GPS, things like that, for our banking, the time signals from that we talked about a few weeks ago that are kind of a key to a lot of financial transactions. If those signals are disrupted, that could cause problems for us down the line. But right in this week, not a whole lot going on. And why are you looking at me like that?
Well, I'm hearing a whine from something, and so I was wondering if
don't look at me
from not that kind of whine, and not the sipping kind of a glass either. A very high pitched tone.
Maybe your headphones, because I'm hearing nothing.
No, it's not in my headphones. It's the ear that I didn't have covered with headphones.
Anyway.
Well, I won't go there. That's entirely possible.
In addition to our solar storm update, we're going to be talking about on this week's episode of Boomer Tech Radio. By the way, you may be listening to this show on Sunday, which means that it will be daylight savings time for our U.S. listeners here. And I'm being optimistic, you see. Okay, yeah, there's a little something, but I think it might be we'll find it. We're also going to be talking about Homeland Security may be checking out your Facebook and Twitter page. We kind of knew that, but did you know there's a list of 500 words that might draw their special attention to your posts?
Wow. That's more than George Carlin's seven words.
Yes, it's highly Orwellian, and we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to do Brenda's review of the H2N mini recorder by Zoom. Now, if you are a musician or you want to start recording the kids' recitals, or you just need a much better high quality recording device, then you may want to take a look at the products from Zoom. Very high quality and excellent recording capability. We own four Zoom devices and they for various tasks, and they do a wonderful job. Also, this weekend we're going to talk about the making sense of video formats for consumers and prosumers. Gone is the day when you could just slap a VHS tape in the camcorder and fire away.
And did you mention non-segue here? While I was trying to trace down the annoying mosquito whine in my ear type thing, that we're live.
On
this
we are.
Saturday, we're live. Now, if you're listening Sunday, of course, this has been this is a replay of Saturday's show, but we are live today. So if you want to give us a call, 530, of course, is the area code, 605-4567. Or is the chat room up?
Chat room is up, KCNR1460.com. And I didn't get a chance to power it up before the break, but during the show I'm going to try to bring up the live stream video feed on the Free Fire channel and get that going. But I just ran out of time to hook all the wires up and start the show and get the music going and all that. I'm sort of being the one-person band, but you help keep me on track as far as the show is concerned. So
you say.
A couple other articles that we want to touch on, and we're going to be taking our first break here very, very shortly. Here in Reading, of course, we have the Sundial Film Festival, and there's a great example of what you can do with modern, low-cost video equipment. The new iPad launched this week. Oh, my goodness. The hubbub. The fanboys and girls going gaga. I am taking a serious look at the iPad, but I have a dilemma. What am I going to, you know, I have certain needs in a portable device, and the iPad meets a lot of them, but not all.
I have the solution to that.
What's that? Don't buy anything?
No. I'll give you my old one. You get me a new one.
Oh, and you get the new shiny one.
Right.
Uh-huh. We're going to do an update on a phishing scam and, of course, daylight savings and how that can cause some interesting disruptions. This program is brought to you by our very good friends at Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. Check them out, advancedautoreading.com. Boomer Tech Radio will continue right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Belongi Entertainment is your new media resource in Northern California. Our services include audio and video solutions to get your message across to a small indoor meeting or a large outdoor event. Belongi Entertainment has been providing sound systems for all types of clients for more than 30 years. We can also produce your next television commercial, training video, or web presentation at local, affordable rates. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
The rising cost of fuel has us all looking for ways we can save a little, but those few dollars you don't spend on vehicle maintenance now could end up costing you a lot later on. Advanced Automotive of Reading is more than just a place to take your car, truck, or RV for repairs. They're caring members of our community with a big heart. That's why, as part of their car care program, Advanced Automotive of Reading is offering an easy pay option with 6 to 12 months interest-free financing on qualified purchases. And as if that weren't enough, find out how to enter the monthly drawing for $50 worth of fuel. For all the details on these great offers and for the very best in safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community, call Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 West Side Road, 244-4423. That's 244-4423.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Back once again, Boomer Tech Radio with Bob and Brenda every Saturday right here on KCNR in Reading. Also spread throughout the planet via the World Wide Web and on livestream.com. I just powered up Livestream, so if you want to go to livestream.com/Free Fire Radio, you can get a peek into the studio, which if the camera was on Brenda right now, you would see she has a frowny face on. And what's wrong there?
This computer has a personality.
You have to stick the key in the side of that one and wind it up. Good.
Something. I'm not getting very far here. Someone in the chat room, or I'll just do it verbally, someone in the chat room remarked that she'd use all 500 of these words you were talking about at once. And that's exactly what I said. And then you said, you know, 2 million of us should try using a lot of them at once and then see how we could overload the system.
Everybody on Facebook and Twitter should grab a whole pile of these words and just do a mass tweet all at once.
A blitz.
All at once and just overwhelm the software. Let me go ahead and go into the story here. Let's see here. Well, I did have the story right here in front of me. Yes, this is off of the CNN Opinion website. The author's name, Dean Obadiala. I'm going to be posting the link on the Boomer Tech Radio site because the guy's name is like about 50 letters long. But anyway, he makes a really, the article, if you do CNN Opinion, government is reading your tweets, you'll probably be able to dig up the article, but we'll post the link on Boomer Tech Radio. You know, the late, great George Carlin had seven words you could never say on TV or radio, but if you turn on late-night TV or cable, you know, you're going to hear those in a whole lot worse. But now Homeland Security has more than 500 words you should not be saying on Facebook or Twitter unless you want to be flagged by the Department of Homeland Security. This surveillance program began quietly about a year ago to monitor social media, that according to the Electronic Privacy Information Center. Anything you post, and this only came to light after documents were obtained through a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. The Department of Homeland Security is contracting with General Dynamics to implement this surveillance program. They're looking for items of interest. This sounds like the Matrix to you?
Kind of. Well, you know, I mean, everyone thought Orwell, wasn't it? Jules Verne was crazy talking about nuclear-powered submarines and things like that, too, you know, so... Hollywood sometimes reflects what we actually get to deal with, but George Orwell was definitely on the track.
Now, this watch list includes hundreds of words and phrases that have been organized into certain categories. You work for a government agency, pretty far away from Homeland Security, I might add, but you know how the government loves to organize things and usually does things in a sort of...
it's not always the most efficient way.
That's
let's
the
put it
word
that way.
I was looking for. Homeland Security has divided these up into domestic security, hazmat, health concerns, southwest border violence, federal agencies, terrorism, weather, disaster, emergency, cybersecurity, and infrastructure security. A lot of different topics that these keywords could fall into. Now, the watch list contains the effectiveness. Well, you got to question that. The watch list contains words such as dirty bomb, hostage, Al-Qaeda, and ammonium nitrate. Now, what terrorist in his right mind is going to send out a tweet that says, I'm looking for ammonium nitrate. Could you please message me if you have any leads?
Oh, I think more likely is like, hey, you know, XYZ store is having a sale on ammonium nitrate today. Stock up.
Yeah. this is so government for me. You know, it's amazing. But now here's some interesting words. There are some words on the list that are certainly raising some eyebrows. Subway, delays, infection. San Diego, pork, wave.
Pork?
Pork, yes.
Gosh, maybe I should start putting, you know, lots of pulled pork recipes on there.
Yeah. So if you posted on Twitter, I'm going on vacation to San Diego, hope no clouds because I want to catch some waves, man.
Is Republican one of the words that's on the list?
Very, very well could be. So... this has got, you know, this is just one more reason to,
you know, it's crazy.
It is crazy. And how effective is, this is right up there with take off your shoes to get on an airplane, in my opinion. Did it save a single life? I don't think so.
Well, how much safer do you feel?
Yeah, I do not feel safer. I feel annoyed. And people who are annoyed tend to overlook, you know, when you're angry about something, when your attention is being directed on something this bloody ludicrous. Now, I am all for national security. I don't want to die in some kind of terrible terrorist attack, but I think we've turned into a nation of nutty paranoids.
It could be.
So
and your problem with that is?
Yeah. Well,
just joking.
If you want to check out the article... And this is the thing, I don't think, and the author of the article, again on CNN, makes the excellent point. Let's not take this one quietly, because it's just another little nibble, another little bite away at our ability to be able to express ourselves. And already, the political correctness, there are innocuous statements that you can make. Yeah, there's a lot of hurtful statements out there, but there are some very innocuous things that can be used to paint you as some kind of absolute lunatic, and it's being used as a weapon to silence people that don't happen to agree with a certain point of view. And that is a increasingly frightening thing, in my opinion. So again, go to CNN Opinion and look for the article that is entitled "The Government Is Reading Your Tweets." I think you'll find it very interesting. And I would say, organize a national Tweet Homeland Security into Insanity Day and have a lot of fun with it. Where's Anonymous on this stuff?
Well, and I'm sure that no one person is reading all these things. It's computers that are monitoring this to filter that out. So it has to go through the computer first.
Well, you are listening to Boomer Tech Radio live in Reading and spread throughout the world via the web on the way up. You want to do some good quality digital recording a little bit better than you can get off your iPhone? Well, there's a line of products that will do just that. And we'll talk about that in our experience with the Zoom digital audio recorders. That's coming up right after this on Boomer Tech.
Safe and reliable vehicle is not only important to your peace of mind, it's good for everyone else on the road as well. Regular automotive maintenance can actually help save you a lot of money by spotting and correcting small problems before they turn into those costly major repairs. A tradition of service above and beyond what customers can get anywhere else is what sets Advanced Automotive of Reading apart from the rest. Tim Morlock opened Advanced Automotive years ago with that simple philosophy in mind, and now his son Cody is ready to serve their customers well into the next generation of cars and drivers. Come see the difference for yourself at Advanced Automotive. They're located in South Reading, where State Route 273 meets South Bonneview at 5756 West Side Road behind NorCal Transmissions. Give them a call at 244-4423 or visit them online at advancedautoreading.com.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
And welcome back, Boomer Tech Radio, 23 minutes past the hour here in Reading. And, of course, wherever you happen to be, too, it's 23 minutes past the hour. We've discovered that we're kind of starting to cross multiple time zones. We're picking up listeners in other areas and definitely appreciate that. Going to start updating the Boomer Tech Radio blog on a more consistent basis. And BoomerTechRadio.com. Yes, I actually updated this morning, and I won't tell you when my last update was on the blog. So it's
no comment.
but check it out, BoomerTechRadio.com. And as I start seeing some feet, see, I was posting and posting and posting and not getting anything except spam ads to go buy some drug or other, and I gave up on it. Now that I'm starting to hear from some folks and we're getting some good compliments on the show, now I have an incentive to go back and update the page.
Very human reaction. Have to have the love
before you do the work. Yeah, well, of course. Hey, speaking of love, you know, if you've got a musician in your life or maybe your kid is doing recitals or whatever, and you want to get good sound, an excellent sound recording, one of the one of the toughest things you can do is, you know, you take the camcorder down and you're watching the performance and you play it back on your TV and it just sounds terrible. That's because the built-in microphone on your camcorder is, well, cheap. And also, you're not in a great environment for a good recording if
like
you're trying
windy or something
that. Or you're trying to do it on your smartphone or whatever. So if you want to take your audio recording to the next level, there's quite a few products out there. Digital audio recorders that record to flash memory are getting more and more popular. In fact, you don't even see cassette tapes out there anymore. We have owned over the years several different models of the Zoom H-series audio recorders. We started out with an H4 original. It's about the size of maybe a fat calculator. And nice palm size, has two microphones on top pointed at each other at an angle, the original Zoom H4 series, that gives it a very wide sound field.
Looks like a taser.
Yeah, it can be a little intimidating. Well, something that's maybe not quite as intimidating and comes in at a pretty decent price point is the Zoom H2N, and Brenda has had experience with hers. Go ahead.
Oh, it's quite delightful. It's, I don't know, a little bigger than couple decks of cards stacked on top of each other, and it's pretty easy to use. The navigation, you have to do buttons to navigate the screens and set the compression scale of your recordings. In other words, you can do MP3 or you can do a WAV file. You can do all kinds of different things. It's very versatile that way, depending on how high a quality of recording you want. Very easy to use, eminently portable. You know, runs on
AA's,
I believe.
Now, I want to do a step in here real quick. When I look for a device of this type, be it an audio recorder or maybe one of the new generation of portable video recorders, anything of that type, I really lean towards a device that, rather than an internal rechargeable battery, admittedly, that is more eco-friendly. But I can't count the number of times I've been on a gig as a professional audio-video person, and the built-in battery pack has gone flat on me, and there's nothing you can do about it because a lot of these devices are not functional while they're charging. In critical situations like this, I want something I can run to the nearest convenience store, grab a battery, and pop it in and keep on trucking. And that's one thing about the Zoom series of recorders.
Yep, it's what amazes me about these things is not only eminently portable and relatively easy to use, but they create such quality audio in such a little package.
Yep.
They're not terribly expensive. I think we got ours on sale, but still, for less than $150, you can get one of these, and I probably paid, I think we paid like $120, it being on sale. And I used it last year when I was on assignment out of town, and I did some recordings on it to have you play on the show here.
Yeah.
And so in addition to that, we were able to use the internet. I sent you those files, and then you were able to put them on the air, which is another amazing thing, use about technology. So the thing about it is that if you're really visual and you want that visual stuff as well, then you need to do something different. And if you have a video camera and you want good audio, well, then you're getting into kind of the prosumer grade of things where you need an external microphone that's of good quality and that sort of thing, not just relying on the cameras thing.
Well,
but there may be other uses for this that you want to be unobtrusive, you want to record a business meeting or something like that, that you don't need the visual part for. These would be ideal for that. They're small, compact, lightweight, easy to use, and very effective, and have excellent quality
audio.
We
have done several times in the professional video world, and this is the way they used to do it in Hollywood, and still do, as a matter of fact. If you're doing, an interview or a child's recital or something, you put the digital recorder close. Close is better when you're recording audio. Trust me, closer the better. And you have your recorder just out of the viewfinder, just out of frame, as we call it. And then, just prior to the performance, you make some sort of sharp noise. Like, that's why they do the thing with the clapper board in the movies. That is a signal, and in the editing process, you match up the clapper board hitting with the sound of the clap on your audio line, you match the two up, and voila, you have excellent sound in your video. And if you shoot video, don't shoot the whole event start to finish with never letting up on the button. Break it up into scenes, and it makes your life a whole lot easier.
It makes editing a lot easier as well. And the most everybody's seen a movie slate where they you know, take the little bar and go slap on it. They used to write stuff on it, but now when you see the behind-the-scenes stuff, they're actually digital.
Yes, and in fact, the new slates are displaying what's called the time code, which is how a filmmakers know where they're at in the editing process. Every single frame of video has its own unique time code assigned to it, and it allows you to do rapid editing. Because think about the sheer amount of footage, or bittage, as some people call it, that is involved in a major film. You've got to have some way of keeping that organized, and that's part of the function of time coding.
Yep. It's also, in the legal world, it has ramifications and depositions and
yes, that's
all
the
kinds
little
of
numbers
like
you'll see at the bottom of the screen that are incrementing 30 frames a second, hours, minutes, second, and all that sort of thing.
It's also a good way to communicate to someone if you're working on a project long distance. Okay, this is the segment that I had in mind when editing, or somebody's reviewing things. That's the clip I want from this point in time to this point in time. It gives you the sound bite or the film clip or whatever.
Okay. Anyway, there's a lot of these digital recorders on the market. We like the Zoom for its simplicity, ease of operation, and just good build quality. I haven't managed to break my old recorder yet, and it's been around for a while.
We also know a radio journalist here in town who has a Zoom and uses it all the time, and he's very happy with it as well and produces good quality recordings that he's able to play over the air.
Yep. So you want to find out more about it? Zoom H4N, or excuse me, H2N is the model number we're talking about. Very versatile unit. Once you're done recording, you can plug it straight into your computer, pull the files off, and burn a CD from that.
It's pretty easy to use. You have to kind of wander through the instruction book a little bit, but once you get the principle of what they're trying to do, it's not so bad.
And on the way back, we talked about camcorders a little bit. We're going to try to demystify some of the confusion that's out there, and I don't know how successful we'll be, about video formats. And it's crazy right now, folks, let me tell you. You're listening to Boomer Tech Radio. Be right back.
The rising cost of fuel has us all looking for ways we can save a little, but those few dollars you don't spend on vehicle maintenance now could end up costing you a lot later on. Advanced Automotive of Reading is more than just a place to take your car, truck, or RV for repairs. They're caring members of our community with a big heart. That's why, as part of their car care program, Advanced Automotive of Reading is offering an easy pay option with 6 to 12 months interest-free financing on qualified purchases. And as if that weren't enough, find out how to enter the monthly drawing for $50 worth of fuel. For all the details on these great offers, and for the very best in safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community, call Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 West Side Road, 244-4423. That's 244-4423.
Belongi Entertainment offers on-site audio and video recording, production, and rental services for family events, business-to-business connections, or client communications. From a microphone for a webcast to a multi-screen video presentation, we're your new media resource. Get a quote today at Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515. That's 223-3515 on the web at BelongiEntertainment.com.
Mark your calendar. You don't want to miss the 2012 Boondocker Ball to benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. March 31st, join your friends for a 1940s USO-style event at the Reading Jet Center at Municipal Airport with social hour at 5:30 and dinner starting at 6:30 p.m. Music provided by the Straight Ahead Big Band. Tickets are on sale now at Jones Ford on East Cypress and Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop. You can also call 378-2280. More information at norcalveteransmuseum.org.
Back once again, Boomer Tech Radio, and live on today, Saturday, and Sunday, the first day of daylight savings time for this year. We will be replaying at noon, so if you are hearing this broadcast on Sunday, that's the explanation. Calls, comments, whatever, boomertechradio.com or send email to bob at kcnr1460.com.
Saturday only. Of course, you can call live into the studio today, 605-4567, and call with your questions, comments, or whatever.
And also, we are sending out the video stream, and this is kind of experimental because I already haven't, since I'm producing the show and hosting it, I've already got this array of buttons. And if you go to livestream.com/freefireradio, you can see just a little portion of the studio that's up on the cam right now. And unfortunately, well, it's not unfortunate. It's just a reality that my primary concern is what goes out to the local, local broadcast audience. And we make sure that the stream is running, the audio stream running at kcnr1460.com. And then if I have all of the above taken care of, we can do the video streaming. So it's all good. Hey, speaking of video, you know, a few years ago, all you had to do, if you wanted to tape the graduation or the birthday party or whatever, was grab the camcorder, slap a tape in it, and then show it to the family. And if you were really, really good, you could get it converted to a DVD. But it became the slideshow for a while to pop the cassette in and let the continuous run of the birthday party go. And people made a lot of money on America's Funniest Home Videos as a result.
Yeah, indeed. These days, people are more inclined to grab their smartphone and just go ahead and record an event that way. In fact, I was talking to my brother this morning, and he went to a wedding yesterday, and he said that's what most of these people were doing. He said that there was also a, hey, look at me, look what I'm doing at this moment in time type of thing. He said there was a lot of texting and stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And at this social event, people were being social in their mobile devices as well as being social locally. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah, you can use your smartphone. And listen up, if you do video with your smartphone, do yourself a favor, turn the phone sideways so that you get a 16:9 high definition picture. If you're holding the phone upright, you get a skinny picture that if you want to make a DVD out of it using iMovie or whatever, it's going to look, you're going to have to crop it, lose a lot of resolution, and you have enormous, you're only taking up the middle third of the available screen real estate.
And 16:9 refers to the proportional ratios.
Ratio, yeah.
Right. The view is 16 wide by 9 high, and that doesn't matter whether it's millimeters or feet.
Yeah.
It's still, everything remains in proportion. So the view remains the same no matter how big or small the picture is.
But if you want to, for instance, like I said, use iMovie or one of the Windows Media programs to create a DVD to share, use your camera phone in the horizontal position, and you'll get much better results. Now, suppose you want to take this all to the next level, and you've been a camcorder buff or whatever, and the camcorders are getting smaller, lighter, better battery life. I had, early on, a two-piece camcorder system that was quite the backbreaker. It was good for about an hour before the big, massive lead-to-acid battery ran out. And this thing would break your it would break your shoulder. And, of course, it ran on the VHS format, which is the big, black, book-size cassettes. Then along came the 8mm cassettes, not to be confused with 8mm film, VHS-C, which was the same tape as VHS, just in a small package, and then mini-DV, which is a very, very small cassette, and it is on its way out. I'm still a big fan of mini-DV when it comes to video shooting for a couple of reasons. First of all, I like to have a tape in my hand and not just bits on a hard drive or a flash card, because all it takes is one error, and that stuff is gone. And so I'm kind of a dinosaur in that area, in that I like to shoot to tape. But the process is longer because once you've got the video on your tape, you have to get it into your computer to do further editing. But that's still what a lot of pros do.
Right. And it is handy if you need to share that medium with somebody, store it, that sort of thing. It's a pretty handy way to do it. It's not all just in digital form somewhere where if the computer dies or the drive dies or it burns up or something like that, then you've lost that.
And
record.
Someone on the chat room just made the point, yes, you can get a camcorder that shoots direct to DVD. That is good, except for a reason I'm going to tell you about, and that leads into our story here about compression. When you shoot to a DVD, to an optical disc, you are putting heavy compression, called MPEG-2, on that video. And if you're watching it on a normal TV, it's not bad. But if you want to do something with that video, yeah, you can get the raw video out there and show it off. If you want to do something with that video, if you want to trim it, if you really want to make it sparkle, add titles, do all that sort of stuff, now you've got to get that DVD back into your computer, and it's going to change formats along the way. You do all your stuff to it, now you're going to burn it back to another DVD, and it's going to go through another compression process, and it's going to lose, you're going to get a lot of artifacts. That's a little blocky squares, you get the funny colors in the sky.
Sort of the equivalent of static.
Correct. Right. Not really static, but you start getting a lot of cumulative compression errors in your video. I like the DVD, the little discs are a little bit of a pain, the 3-inch disc instead of the 5-inch. I like DVD for just running gun, point and shoot stuff, and it's okay for some people. I'm not a huge fan of it. I prefer to shoot to tape and then transfer to a DVD burner within the computer. It's a matter of taste, but yes, you can shoot direct to DVD. Now, if you want to do some editing, if you want to clean up, add titles, do all that sort of stuff, you've got a lot of choices look at on your plate right now. Let's go into that after we take the break. I saw you look at the clock there and realized I had rambled on over the time I had set for this. But this is, it's for people who want to take it to another level when it comes to video editing. So we're going to let George Wood here play his music for a little bit and come back and talk a little bit more about some of the choices in the consumer and prosumer marketplace when it comes to shooting video. You're listening to Boomer Tech Radio. We'll be back.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
A safe and reliable vehicle is not only important to your peace of mind, it's good for everyone else on the road as well. Regular automotive maintenance can actually help save you a lot of money by spotting and correcting small problems before they turn into those costly major repairs. A tradition of service above and beyond what customers can get anywhere else is what sets Advanced Automotive of Reading apart from the rest. Tim Morlock opened Advanced Automotive years ago with that simple philosophy in mind, and now his son, Cody, is ready to serve their customers well into the next generation of cars and drivers. Come see the difference for yourself at Advanced Automotive. They're located in South Reading, where State Route 273 meets South Bonneview at 5756 West Side Road behind NorCal Transmissions. Give them a call at 244-4423 or visit them online at advancedautoreading.com.
Boomer Tech Radio with Bob and Brenda, and the hour is zipping along today. Just real quickly, right now in prosumer video, you're shooting to a lot of flash drives, you're shooting to hard drive cameras, DVD cameras. Every single one of them has a different format, and if you want to do any video editing, right now you've got a lot of choices to think about. Do your research. Don't just buy the one that looks pretty down at Best Buy or Office Depot or whatever. Do your research. If you want to be able to edit, you're going to want to look at your formats.
As with anything, pick something that's going to work for you, because there are so many different formats out there. And you would think this would be standardized. For instance, if you have a VHS tape player, for instance, you could get a VHS tape anywhere, put it in your player. It doesn't work that way with video. There's so many different formats, and trying to convert from one to the other is not standardized. That's driven you crazy a couple times.
Yes.
When you've tried to do some things, and you get all these different things going together. And if you're mixing a film, so to speak, if you're mixing files from two different cameras, they may not have the same formats, and so that creates some problems as well. So it can be a bit messy out there when you try to do this. There is no standardization.
And high-end video software, let's say Adobe Premiere or the Apple Final Cut Pro, can handle a wider range of video formats, but your mileage may vary.
Yes, and you still run into problems in those cases.
Look, for right now, my choice, if I was going out to buy just a good general-purpose camcorder, would be one that shoots to a SD card, SDHC card, shooting in the H.264 format, also known as MPEG-4. It is a highly compressed format. If you want to edit it, you've got to have a pretty healthy computer, but you get the best quality. MPEG-2, which is the format used in DVDs, less able to edit it because there's a lot of compression artifacts that go on. But do your research before you buy a camcorder, and go out and do some happy shooting. And we're going to mention before we move along, speaking of happy shooters, here in Reading, the Sundial Film Festival, you're going to see some great talent up there on the screen. It is happening this weekend at the Cascade here in Reading. They still have tickets available, and I have the flyer here, but of course the flyer, they didn't provide the actual schedule for the production.
Well, there's sort of a schedule on there. Do they have two things going on? It's kind of difficult to follow.
The
thing
is the screening of the major films, Cascade Theater downtown Reading. Check it out. You're going to see some great work by local filmmakers. You cannot believe the talent that we've got right here.
They have two sessions at the Sundial Film Festival. One starts at 1 p.m. and the other starts at 7 p.m. And so there's different things going on, different films being shown in those two segments. And I believe you have to get tickets. You can buy tickets for either one of those sessions, or you can get like an all-day pass.
You can get a pass, yeah.
So,
yeah, check out the talent, and maybe you'll get some ideas to do your own thing. Okay. I have been, I'm not a huge Apple fanboy, okay? People get the wrong idea about me. I use what works best for me in a particular session.
And I can vouch for that, because you have a little bit of everything. It's like you have one of everything.
Okay, I've got my chat computer. My main one that I'm using right here is a built like a brick Panasonic Toughbook that I probably used to live in a police car. Now, I got it legitimately, okay? Got it on eBay. It was a great deal, and the guy was selling them legit. I checked. Panasonic Toughbook, we get that because we do stuff out on the boat, and I'm kind of rough on my stuff, let me put it that way.
I'm over here on my iPad and my iPhone and a Microsoft-based sort of ancient computer that has trouble doing anything. Some poor beat-up Veritech
thing. It's like a Celeron processor.
Something like that, really.
It might be an old AMD.
It works for the moment.
Anyway, we also have a netbook that handles two netbooks that handle our audio streaming. I do have a MacBook Pro that handles our video streaming on livestream.com. So I kind of go all different ways. But I am looking for something that's fairly portable. Here's my criteria. I want it to be easily fit into my backpack. I want to be able to turn it on and use it within a few seconds. I want it to do a variety of tasks, be able to do my email. I want to be able to watch videos. I want to be able to have a good range of applications, things like that. But I'm looking real seriously at maybe buying the iPad 2 now that the price on the 16-gig model has dropped way, way down. Now, there's some refurbished 32s out there, things like that. And there's a lot to like about the iPad 3 as far as battery life, the video picture, all kinds of things.
It's not called the iPad 3.
Yes, it's called the new iPad.
It's only called the new iPad, so does that mean everything else is an old iPad? It's like, oh my gosh, they should have given it a better name than the new iPad. Does that mean it's the last in the series?
There's,
or is there always a new iPad?
There's an argument right now kind of going on in the blogosphere about now that Jobs is gone, is the company starting to get a little fuzzy around the edges? Because their claim to fame has always been the reason that people have been willing to pay a premium price for this stuff is that ever since Jobs returned to Apple and pulled them out of the Lisa, Newton, other assorted disastrous products that nearly took the company under back in the 90s, they have been very, very precise and defined on their product lines and maintained almost fanatical control over them. Now that's starting to fray a little bit at the edges, according to some people. So that'll be interesting to see how the company evolves post-Jobs.
Might be speculation rather than fact.
If you own no tablet at all, and we have a friend who is a user of iPad who is really in a dilemma. She wants to get some form of tablet, and I don't think that an iPad would be a good fit for her. She loves her smartphone, but I just don't think that would be a good fit for her. So if I don't get an iPad, or either an iPad 2 or the new one, what am I going to get? I'm taking a serious look at the Asus Transformer. It is, it's getting good reviews, and it's built fairly sturdy. That's the other big thing about iPad, is it's extremely delicate. I'm paranoid when I handle yours.
Well, you know, no matter what you get, it'll be obsolete as soon as you walk out the store door.
Yeah. Now, I have a friend who has a, somebody mentioned here, the Samsung Galaxy Tab. Very, very capable unit. However, there are some things that the Android operating system, of course, is open source, and there are vulnerabilities with any open source type operating system. And there are some exploits right now going out there that are, I think that the hackers are just starting to exploit some of these vulnerabilities, and it'll be interesting to see how that works. Some websites, including ours, apparently are not yet set up for audio streaming to go out to Android-based devices, and I know that our tech guy is working on that.
Complicated, complicated.
So another possible thing that you might look at, a lot of people are really looking at the Kindle Fire, half the price, a lot of application, and, of course, Flash Video. Steve Jobs never liked Flash Video. It was a huge source of contention. I'm thinking Flash Video is about run its course, though. I think the HTML5 is going to be the standard.
I think that's where it's going, and Steve Jobs knew that, which is why he's never really supported it on Apple devices.
And when we come back, anyway, here's my dilemma. Do I go with a tablet? Do I go with an Ultrabook, the new lightweight computers? Or do I get do I go cheap and get a small but powerful laptop? Decisions, decisions.
Well, why should that be a dilemma? Why don't you just have it all?
I can't afford it. Boomer Tech, be right back.
The rising cost of fuel has us all looking for ways we can save a little, but those few dollars you don't spend on vehicle maintenance now could end up costing you a lot later on. Advanced Automotive of Reading is more than just a place to take your car, truck, or RV for repairs. They're caring members of our community with a big heart. That's why, as part of their car care program, Advanced Automotive of Reading is offering an easy pay option with 6 to 12 months interest-free financing on qualified purchases. And as if that weren't enough, find out how to enter the monthly drawing for $50 worth of fuel. For all the details on these great offers, and for the very best in safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community, call Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 West Side Road, 244-4423. That's 244-4423.
Conservative author, columnist, TV and radio personality Ann Coulter is coming to town March 23rd to Anselmo Vineyards. That's right, join Ann and hear her own irreverent take on politics, D.C., the election, and of course, liberals. Tickets for this event and book signing are limited to only 200 people. A dinner afterward with Ann Coulter is also available. For more information, call Anselmo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or check their website, AnselmoVineyards.com. March 23rd, Ann Coulter is coming to town.
Talk talk about customer service? Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Welcome back one more time. Boomer Tech Radio with Bob and Brenda. And Brenda, you had an interesting email pop up in your inbox that this, I don't know what frightened me more. The fact that somebody thought that that might actually work, or the some of the other implications that you came across in the email.
Well, what was very interesting, and this is a nice follow-up to the vulnerabilities of Droid. You know, we all get subjected to malware and viruses, and that's why we run our virus checks and whatnot. I got an email from actually a business associate saying that she was in Spain and needed money, and of course the syntax was terrible in the English, and it didn't make sense. And I also happen to know that she was not in Spain. I had just talked to her. She was most firmly attached to U.S. soil just down the road. And so I was highly amused by this. But what entertained me was at the very end, it had her sign off that she, you know, the little signature block that she had in there. They had deleted the email address, which is nice of them to do so. And they had also transposed a couple numbers in the two phone numbers that she lists in her signature block. And, I just thought that was very, very interesting that the time had been taken to do that. Now, if someone physically did that, I don't know. Or does the malware purposely, you know, obviously her email list had been infiltrated. And we've all seen these kind of phishing scams at one time or another.
It's pretty standard malware. It takes your address book and just spreads itself to all these other people.
And the scary thought is that somebody might actually send the $850 or whatever was being asked for to this particular location, wire it via Western Union and so on and so forth. But it was just illogical. It was poorly written. It doesn't make sense. It's like the things from Nigeria that have been floating around forever. And yet, obviously, it must work because enough people must send stuff that they find it profitable and still do it.
He takes out the big foam rubber club and bats you over the head hard. Never send money to anybody based on an email. Hear me?
Especially when things are kooky like that. Because what caught my eye is I happened to look in the signature blog and say, that's not the right phone number. And I realized that they had manipulated that. So if you do try to call or something of that nature, of course, it goes nowhere.
Big reminder, of course, now if you're listening to this on Sunday, please disregard the following message. Daylight savings time kicking in 2 a.m. Local time if you are in a zone that adopts.
Well, it might be pertinent on Sunday if you're thinking you're listening to us between 1 and 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
You haven't changed your clock yet.
Yeah, so make sure that you update your clock accordingly. And as also the engineer of this station, I have to come in early and make sure that all the computers got caught up because we have such a mixed bag here. So
spring forward, fall back. Why can't they leave it alone in some logical weekend that you can remember? I don't even know how we came up with this March whatever. I just wait for it to show up in the news.
You had we led the program with talking about space weather. You'd actually considered getting involved in space weather.
Yeah, other things being considered, I might have ended up in the Space Weather Center. NOAA runs one. You can go online and look that up. I don't have the website right off. I didn't get that research done before I got on the air. But you could just Google it and you would find it.
Now, as ham radio operators, of course, were very affected by what goes on in the upper atmosphere. And I guess there was quite a blackout at some point. The solar noise was so bad that there was almost a complete radio blackout on some frequencies. But increased solar activity also makes opportunities literally. Earlier this year on less than 10 watts, I was talking to a gentleman in Ireland, just like I'm talking to you right now. It was great.
Pretty amazing.
And less than a Christmas tree light power.
That's the great thing about ham radio. It's like Forrest Gump's box of chocolates. You never quite know what you're going to get, who you're going to be able to talk to on which band. So it keeps it interesting.
Well, that is all the time we have for this week. BoomerTechRadio.com is the blog. KCNR1460.com is the station. And we do appreciate all your calls, comments, topics that we can talk about. And they will pop up on a future program. This program is a production of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises. And our theme music, composed and performed by George Wood. It's called 8-Bit Junkie, and we're using it by permission via the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. This program, sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. This is Bob and Brenda Belongi saying, wherever you go, whatever you do, be safe and be good to each other. We'll talk to you next week. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Riegel. The Associated Press reporting Rick Santorum has won the Kansas Republican caucuses.
Some of the Kansans that we talked to say that they believe they live in the reddest state in the country. And from talking to local GOP leaders, the way they're talking, the big news here would be if Rick Santorum didn't win a majority of the 40 delegates.
Fox's Alicia Acuna reporting from Wichita, Kansas. Mitt Romney did pick up some victories today. Delegates in Guam, in the northern Mariana Islands, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, too. The former head of the U.N. is in Syria trying to convince President Assad to lay down his arms.
Kofi Annan arrived in Damascus with a message. There must be an immediate ceasefire on all sides. His meeting with the Syrian president was described as positive, but Bashar al-Assad told the UN special envoy to the Arab League his troops would not stop whilst terrorist groups